Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Empowered Hour with Empowered Living. It's your girl, Athena, and...
Renata. I almost forgot to take myself off of mute. Jesus.
Houseway. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Ooh, chat. I'm good. I'm just thinking to myself, you know... One, I've got to step my game up, but two, I got to start to foster the things that I'm doing. And maybe I will be on the level of these guests because I'm feeling, again, inadequate looking at the bio, our guests. But before we get into that, I know we have to kick it to Lady J so she could tell people how to like, share, and subscribe. But daggone, like, I feel like I'm going to have to, we got to get together, Renata, and do like accountability days or something. Because I feel like I'm behind on a lot. So before I get on my soapbox, I guess we should kick it to Lady J so she can tell people how to listen and tune in and subscribe.
If you'd like to share with your family, friends, and followers on all the different ways that they can tune in to JQLM Radio, this is what you would share. You can tune in live by downloading the JQLM Radio app on your Apple or Android devices. You can also listen live via Alexa, the TuneIn app, the Simple Radio app, and a host of other platforms of which you can find on our website, where you can also listen live at egoentertainmentnet.com/JQLM-radio. Or just visit egoentertainmentnet.com and click the button right there on the homepage. You can also connect with us via our website or social media at JQLM Radio. That's on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Additionally, you can email us at jqlmradio@gmail.com. Find us under our parent company, Ego Entertainment Network, on social media at EGOENTNET. That's Ego Ent Net. You can also follow us on LinkedIn at Ego Entertainment Network. And last but not least, make sure you like, subscribe, and share our YouTube channel, Ego TV Network.
See, I think I would have forgot something. I say this every week, but it just amazes me. But that's just amazing, all the platforms that we're on and the people that we touch and just the amazing people we get to meet.
Like our special guests.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, she got that woman magic over there and making me feel like I'm inadequate in so many ways, because to have one thing on Amazon, but she has 13. And I want to ask too, like, how's that going with all this craziness? But anyway, that's another day, another topic. But without further ado, we want to bring on our special guest, Miss Amy McCorkle. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
We're good. Loving your bio. Let's just start there.
Right. Because, listen, I mean, like, 13 Amazon bestsellers, 36 published works, over 40 directed and produced films. Yes. Like, I need you to read off all 40 of them. Go. I'm just joking.
I'm seeing it. That sounds really good, but I did not go to film school. The films I made were my film school. So it's like you get to a certain point and I'm like, okay, these films are real. These films I stand behind. And then some of them I'll go, maybe not. You don't need to see those.
Now you're going to make me curious which one shouldn't.
Well, it's not that it's not good. It's just really low budget. That's all. We're talking, gotcha. I did a slideshow, which was entered as a documentary. And the budget on it was $345. Uh-huh. I did everything. I did the voiceover. I I wrote it, I provided the photographs, and I reached out to an individual named Danny Jones to see if I could use one of his songs for the end credits. So it's like I edited it. And so even though I say it's not as good, but you got to start somewhere. And that film, even though I'm telling you that at the same time, it won like 5 awards on the film festival circuit. So,
I mean, you don't have to spend a lot of money if you got good quality, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So, because I tell people that all the time with my fashion, like, I will take a $2 outfit and make it look good. You know what I'm saying? So, my own I'm just saying, it's all about how you present it.
And yeah, about content. And the nice thing about documentaries, and that's what I cut my teeth on before I did the feature film Letters to Daniel. And it started off as a blog, then I did a memoir, then I did then me and my writing partner did the screenplay, and then we did the proof of concept documentary, and then we made the film. And from gestation of a blog to an actual narrative feature was 6 years. So, and you know, I'd rather do right. I'd rather go out. I'm not waiting for permission to someone to tell me, oh, you can make this. Mm-hmm. You know, you're allowed. You know, I'd rather just go out there and create than just wait for someone to like, you know, tap me on the forehead and said, you may do this. I'd just rather, you know, I actually went early on when I was I got my start as a writer, and I went to a film festival, and I won't say which one. And I had two gentlemen tell me, as long as I insisted on directing Letters to Daniel, it would never get made.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was, you know, but for me, you know, it's like, what does a redneck divorce and a trailer park have in common? Here, watch this. So that's, you know, that was more like an impetus for me. I was like, okay, if all these people are going to say no and close the doors, I know I'm going to have to do this. And I was fortunate. I went to film festivals, I networked, and I met other directors who mentored me and opened doors to performers. If you've seen Letters to Daniel, you'll know that the two female leads are very good. And the one who played me won like 14 awards on the festival circuit. So
what is Letters to Daniel about?
It tells a story of my journey with bipolar disorder. The movie tells it through the prism of mine and my best friend / writing partner / producing partner, you know, / caregiver's friendship, and what it was like for me to be diagnosed, to receive treatment, and to heal. The thing about recovery is that it's one day at a time. And that's the way we look at it. It's a one day at a time recovery. And I have many more good days now than bad. I still have a bad day from time to time, but it's good to know. I take my meds. I go to therapy. I meditate, I pray, I do all of that. I exercise, I do those, because it's not like a silver bullet and it's a cure. And the thing about the movie is it shows me and Missy is my friend's name, from the time I hit bottom until our tough the first award that proof of concept documentary wins.
Gotcha.
Wow. That's one. I appreciate the fact that you even wanted to share that story, because some people could just kind of be like, oh, this is embarrassing. I don't want everybody in my business. But the fact that you were even willing to share that story, thank you for that.
Oh, well, and it started off as a memoir or a blog. And then I collected I call them the greatest hits, you know, the strongest blog entries. And then I added additional material and released it in 2016. And well, first in 2013, then added additional material in 2016. Both times they were Amazon bestsellers. And then my distributor for the film gave us a media tie-in cover, you know, book cover. They let us use the film art as a book cover. And when we released the book around the same time that the movie was released on streaming, and when that happened, the book itself hit number one in the U.S., Canada, and Great Britain.
Wow.
I feel like I was very blessed, and I feel like what the film helped do was the film and the book pushed each other along, and I feel like the wonderful thing is when I'm at conventions and at film festivals with the book and or the movie, it opens up conversations for people to talk about and feel comfortable to talk about what's going on with them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest thing, especially because we have a mental health practice as well. I do not do the therapy sessions because I'm not qualified, nor do I want to be. So God bless all the therapists out there, because y'all have a hard job. But it's definitely, in this day and age, becoming more of the normal for people to talk about going to therapy.
Yes.
And it's actually it's less taboo than it used to be. So that is definitely something that we are happy about as a therapy practice, mm-hmm. to have people move towards being more comfortable with it, because, you know, we all got problems. Some people had it better than others.
It's like Christopher Titus says, you just haven't found that crazy yet.
Right, right.
You haven't discovered it. You haven't been caught yet. So,
and for you, do you feel like because of your transparency, it's easy to do so many published works and to direct so many films? Like, what was your motivation and push to not only do Letters to Daniel, but just to do over 40 directed films and have all the published works? Was that your motivation?
Well, from the time I was a young kid, I loved TV. I loved movies. I loved books. You know, I loved theater. And I wanted, you know, I actually was interviewed by Kevin Smith, and he asked me, what's the one thing you want to do before you leave this rock, you know, before you go to heaven? I said, I want to win an EGOT. And that's a pretty big thing to say, but I've always been a driven person. And I think that's in part because of the bipolar disorder. And mm-hmm. I work better. It comes in waves, because, you know, whenever I do have slow days, whenever I also, you know, I'm affected by the weather, and it's been cloudy a lot here recently. And so it can stymie me a little bit. But whenever I am in the zone, I tend to work every day at least 4 hours. And then on a good day, I can work up towards 8 hours, writing-wise and promotion-wise. And I'm usually juggling film projects, book projects, and, you know, in this case, also an off-Broadway play.
Now, wait a minute. I don't remember seeing a Broadway play in there. Did you see that? Off Broadway. Let me read that.
Yes, I am doing an off Broadway stage adaptation of Letters to Daniel, and it will be in October, and it runs October 8th through the 12th.
Adding to that bio. See, now you really make me feel like I'm not doing much at all. Okay, fine. I'm going to have to step up my game. I got to start doing some more stuff here lately. Okay. And October is the best month for me because, you know, that's the birthday month. It's the best month of the year, in my opinion. But, you know, I know we got to take a break coming up. But looking at your bio, and you can think about this over the break, but looking at your bio, what do you feel is your greatest accomplishments to date? Or what is your favorite thing to do that you do? Because sometimes it can be the same thing, but you can think about it over commercial break. But we will be right back with more talking to Miss Amy McCorkle and all the amazing, great things that she does. But we'll be right back, guys. And so we're back from commercial break. Okay. Anyway, hi, y'all. We back. So before we went on break, I asked the question of which one of your accomplishments favorite and or, you know, what are you proud of at all of the things that you're doing? Because you do a lot and clearly didn't note everything, but.
I'm proud of a lot. I recently won a Silver Davy Award. I won an International Impact Book Award. But the accomplishment I'm most proud of right now is the World Entertainment Award, which I got for me and Missy got for screenwriting for Letters to Daniel. And what the World Entertainment Award is it's the award ceremony that opens Grammy weekend. And the Grammys are their own thing, but the World Entertainment Awards opens the weekend. And it's an industry award. And it's one of the, you know, like Kelly Clarkson got one this year. Andre 3000 got one this year. And a friend of mine, Troy Skinner, got one this year. And he was nominated for Breakthrough Director at the NAACP Awards last year. So that's the kind of talent that's there.
Awesome.
Wow. But so, as far as creative accomplishments, I believe writing is king because that's how I got my start. But I also love to direct. And I love to do things in different formats. I had a podcast for a while called Recovery Unplugged. And I had my mentor on, Del Weston, all the time. He was great for 20 minutes of, you know, of generation. He helped guide me through that. And unfortunately, he passed away in August of 2021. But, you know, I believe he's still up there guiding me through all this. So I can't wait. One of the things I'm super excited about is in September, I will be co-directing a script that Theron will be directing. And Ego will, and this, I can't think of his production company's name now. God forgive me. But I'm super excited for the Assassin's Redemption. And we'll be filming that in. Hello?
Okay, I can hear you now. You were going in and out. So we had a little technical.
Oh, okay. But I'm super excited about right now is the Assassin's Redemption. It's an action script, but it also has elements. It's called a faith adjacent film. It's like, here's a spoonful of sugar to help the medicine go down. And it's an action film. There's a romance. It's a suspense. It's got a little bit of everything. And I am doing it in conjunction with Ego, and I can't wait to get down to the brass tacks. We had our orientation and our first table read recently. So I'm really excited about that.
Congratulations.
Very much so. You said that comes out when?
We'll be filming in September.
Okay. I love it. I'm very curious now. Okay. So what is it about directing that you love so much?
working with actors, I mean, performances are seem to be where my strength is. I stole the line from someone, I can't think who it is. I like to give them room and freedom to fail, you know, like fail up, right? So they can feel like they can take chances and feel safe and comfortable in order to bring their best and to collaborate. Because everybody, the thing about film, it's the ultimate collaborative process. Because there's the, yes, I'm the co-director. Yes, I'm the writer. But you know, there's Theron who's leading the charge. And there's Lady J who is producing. And then there's the actors. Where would I be without the actors? And Wanda, who's going to be one of the cinematographers, and JC, and I, you know, all these people I get to work with and learn from, because I haven't made an action film before. I tend to make documentaries and dramas or crime dramas, or, you know, and I like to spread my wings. And I feel like this is a great project to do it on. And the people that have agreed to work with me and that I've chosen to work with this time out with Assassin's Redemption is amazing.
Wow. So I must admit, if I was not a therapist, I think I would totally make documentaries for a living. So I'm very...
I mean, you still can.
I still can.
Yeah.
It's never too late to start.
Okay, so Amy, are you hiring? We can talk offline. We'll finish, but are you hiring?
Because I'm sure you both got lots of content working with mental health patients a lot. Because, I mean, it's some good stories out there. Really some good stories out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Huh, okay. All right. So you brought up something that I enjoy talking about, failure, which I know probably sounds crazy, but... For you, because you mentioned the idea of failing up, and that's something that we need to do. What is your definition of failure, and how would you say, as a society, we don't do a good job at utilizing?
You know, I heard it put, success isn't permanent, and failure isn't fatal. Because it's not really a failure. Like, if you do not, you know, let's say it doesn't go the way you want it to, and people often look at that as a failure. I look at it as a lesson learned or lessons learned. And in the past, like when I was first starting in my career, I would, like, if I got rejected from a publishing house, I would be devastated and it would stymie me for like a week or 2 weeks. And now what I do is I do my letters to memoirs. And the first one was Letters to Daniel, as in Daniel Craig. He was James Bond. He was the last James Bond. The next one was Letters to Matthew, as in Matthew Good. He played Finn on The Good Wife, and he's been in everything. Like, he was in Chasing Liberty But I'm a big fan of their work. And what they did is, like, I like to say the actor / mental health advocate, Maurice Bernard, got, like, by him being open about his story, got me to be open to get treatment. And these creative people, like, lit the creative fire and gave me a creative career. And sustain me, you know, just that creative energy, not them personally, because I don't know them, but their movies inspired me and stuff like that. And the last memoir I had did was Letters to Dell. And he inspired, he was like a big brother, like a father figure, my Hollywood father figure. And he taught me a lot. He would call me and check on me. He would check and see how the the movie Letters to Daniel was coming, and he would encourage, he said, listen, if it comes down to it, I'll produce it, but I want you to have the pleasure, you know, the pleasure of producing and directing yourself. So know that I'm here, but don't wait for me. And it, you know, I made it. We literally shot the film in June of 2019. And I actually got to watch the movie on a 16-foot movie screen with Dell. There was only 5 of us in the movie theater. We were sitting 2 seats apart, you know, the COVID regulations.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, you did it, kid. He goes, most people talk about it. All they ever do is talk about it, but you accomplished it. And he didn't even, even though that was literally the last thing I got to do with him in person, because he passed away before the festival opened up again. Wow. So he was very instrumental. He was very instrumental in his festival, provided the few, like, would be an open market, right? He the instruments and tools were there for what you needed to make your movie. And even though he didn't handhold you, he would have these seminars and these workshops, and it was incumbent upon you to put it together. And I learned, between that festival and another one, I learned how to network. I learned how to reach out to people and all that kind of work. I love Dell very much, and I still think he's up there watching over his creatives.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Excuse me. So just to let you know, because we have a couple of comments, Yolanda, hopefully I'm saying her name right, was saying that you, thanks for sharing, and that you're an amazing person, and thank you for allowing her to be a part and to tell your story.
Oh, I'm happy to have her.
So, okay. Want to make sure I let you know that. And she said that. So, before we go to our next break, because it is coming up, we'll switch it up a little bit. So, I'm going to ask you, like, kind of random questions. So, my first random question will be, what are 3 fun facts about you? So,
now?
Not right now.
Okay. All right.
So, think about it. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and you can tell us 3 fun facts.
The ones you want to share. Whatever you feel comfortable being out there in the world. I know you said the horse is out the barn, but, you know.
I'm going to find a way to use that this week, let me tell you.
Right. So the horse is out the barn now, so yes.
So before break, I asked you, what would be 3 fun facts about you?
Let's see. Well, it's hard to pick 3, but I'm going to say the first one is, I don't have kids. I have fur. I have a fur baby. Her name is Nancy. I love cats. I love cats. I'm a cat lady. I only have 1 cat. I don't have like 20 cats in the house or anything like that. But right. Love me, and I always say, love me, love my pet. So if anybody, you know, I'm a single Pringle, so if anybody comes knocking on my door, they got to accept the fact that Nancy's going to be. Second of all, I have a horrible crush, and this isn't really a secret, on Daniel Craig. And it's just, you know, like if he's a muse, right? I don't know him. I have no idea what he's like in his daily life, but he really inspires me. His work just really speaks to me. And I know that sounds goofy and corny, but there it is. And let's see. I write. I can write upwards of 3,000 words a day.
That is very impressive. Very impressive. And it's okay that you a cat lady with 1 cat. It's all right.
Yeah, she's mad at me right now because I kicked her out of the room to be able to do this.
I mean, if you would have had 20 cats, I wasn't going to judge you. I just know that I would never come visit because I can't do it. I'm just saying, I'm not a cat person. More power to you, but I just can't do it for me.
Well, like I couldn't leave her behind when there was the flood warning. They were telling us to evacuate, so I wasn't about to leave her behind. It's not like I had 20 cats to take with me. I only had one, so.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you can't leave your fur baby. You can't leave your fur baby. Busy.
But I love all animals, but I just happen to be partial to cats.
It's okay. We all have our thing. We all have our thing, and it's totally okay. All right, so you don't have kids. You can write up to, you said 3,000 words a day?
Yes.
And you have a fur baby named Nancy?
Yes.
And has an attitude right now because she's out of the room.
Yeah, she'll probably meow. She'll probably sass me when I come out of the room. She'll probably go, meow, 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 meow. When it's time, she knows when it's time for supper. And if I forget, she lets me know. Like if I'm 1 minute late, she comes up to me and she starts walking to my bedroom where her cat food
That is funny.
All right, sassy Nancy.
Okay.
You claw your eyes out, man. For real. I'm scared of her already. Yeah, I really can't come visit. I'm sorry.
You don't want to be sassy with her.
She was a rescue. She came from a horrible animal hoarding situation. Mm-hmm. And when I got her, she was totally hunkered down and her ears were flat down. And we let her out of the carrier and she crawled up in the couch and stayed there for 2 days. We had to get my cousins, the cat whisperers, to get her out of there. And it took 4 months for her to meow. I mean, it's like she's really attached to me and I'm really attached to her.
Wow.
I know a few people who like to rescue. They said that's the only animal they will keep is a rescue because they love the fact that once they get to loving you, they won't stop. So,
right.
Which is a good thing, you know. But it's hard to get them to that point, though, sometimes. Because
you know how we bribed her? Lunch meat. That's how we won her over.
Lunch meat. Okay. I guess I'd be won over, too.
She likes Black Forest ham. She won't eat any other.
Fancy?
Fancy Nancy.
Ooh.
Fancy Nancy. Okay, Fancy Nancy.
All right. Okay. I wasn't prepared for that. So we do have someone asked in the comments, how did you get to the point where you were able to write upwards of 3,000 words a day?
Okay, so there was this thing that is now kind of defunct because they had a scandal, but it was called NaNoWriMo, which was National Writing Month, which is short for National Writing Month, and it was every November. And I would write, but I wasn't really... Like, I was disciplined in that I would write every day, but, it varied how much I could write. The idea of NaNoWriMo is to write 50,000 words in a month. So in order to do that, you had to write 1,667 words a day. And I built up, it's like building a muscle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I got better and better at it. And I stopped needing NaNoWriMo, but then they had the scandal and nobody does it now. It went from, it grew to a global 300,000 people, like a year participating. It was a free writing contest. And then it just deflated. It just like fell, like a house of cards, it fell. So that was unfortunate, but it during its glory years, it helped me learn how to write all that many words a day.
Wow. So the nosy side of me is curious, what was they scared of?
One of the, there was a, trying to think, a municipal, what they called a municipal liaison or someone who actually ran the program. They had a young writers program. It was a really bad scandal. It was that kind of scandal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was, you know, I was very disappointed because I was like, man, but fortunately, it had, you know, sometimes things come into your life for a season and I didn't need it anymore. I was able to write. I disciplined myself through that to be able to write a lot of words. And that actually helps me with the bipolar disorder. If I'm a little hypomanic or maybe manic, I can, if I put music on, I can focus on whatever it is I'm working on, like different music for different projects. And I'm able to just write.
I love that. Okay, so then that segues perfectly to my next question. What were the last three songs you listened to?
Gosh. The last three, okay, song called Yours Again. I don't know who sings it. I just know I've seen many, they call them ship videos. Like, you know, they take clips from TV show couples and make videos for them. And the song was Yours Again. And another one was Don't Blame Me by Taylor Swift, because it was a James Bond video. It was a Vesper James video. And Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears, which was on a, you know how YouTube will make a playlist for you? Mm-hmm. It was on that playlist. And that was the last song I listened to when I was working this morning.
That's the motto of my life. Oops, I did. Legit. Like, I legit say that every other day because
sorry. It happens.
Sorry. TMI.
Right, you just connected. That's okay. It's all right. Nothing wrong with that. So because you make movies and all the things, what is your favorite movie or one of your favorite movies?
To watch?
Yep.
Cowboys and Aliens with Harrison Ford and Daniel Craig.
I have never watched that.
Okay, look, it follows no rules, but has no logic, but I absolutely love that movie. When I'm feeling down or depressed or insecure or feeling unsafe, I'll put that movie in and I'll feel better.
Okay. So is this one of those movies don't have high expectations of a plot?
Yeah. Look, it's got great production value, but don't pay attention to the plot.
Okay.
Don't pay attention to the plot, but Daniel Craig is hot in it and he's bad. He's a bad, you know what? He's a bad mamma jamma in it. It's just a good, it's a good time. Don't expect Oscar winning writing or anything like that. But I love the music in it too. And I'm a big person on music scores. So like the music score is so important. Like in Letters to Daniel, I met the composer for that movie at Indie Gathering, which was the other festival that impacted my career in a big way.
Okay. I love how you like manage the expectations for the
Don't think it's going to be this, you know.
Just it's going to be fun. It's a lot of fun.
Okay. I mean, I can appreciate it because, you know, people will tell you about a movie and you watch it like, this sucks.
Okay, let me put it this way. The performances are really good, right? Have you ever seen a movie where people acted better than the material?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, this is one of those kinds. Like, and the music is really good. You got a lot of really good actors in there. There's Sam Rockwell. There's Tom Clancy. There's Adam Beach. There's there's just a lot of really good actors, and they put some really good writers on it, but too many chefs, too many cooks in this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So because of the performances and the music, I enjoyed it. It's a guilty pleasure.
I love it. I'm here for
I wouldn't
it.
Say it's Oscar gold by any stretch, but
it's okay.
I mean, that's how I feel about, you know, it's a few movies in my repertoire, but I'm like, I'm going to get you, sucker. Like, that's not.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah. We know that it's not any Oscar winning performances, but if you just sit and watch it and it gets you where you need to be at the time, because it's definitely got comedic genius in there.
I think when the guy gets out of the car with the pimp hat and the shoes, and it goes, I said, the door is ajar. The door is ajar. I said, blah, 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 blah.
Yes. There's so many comedic parts in that, but it is definitely not a movie that you go find, you know, anybody winning awards for, but it definitely gets you there when you need to get there. So I feel you on that.
All right. So we need to go ahead and take another break, and then we will finish our random conversation about these movies. So we'll be right back. All right. We are back. Say that again.
You said it was random conversation about movies. It's technically not random because she's a filmmaker. We're talking about films that give her happiness and have her find her zen. So I think this is perfect.
You're right.
Because, you know, I can talk about a movie, honey. It's like, I can't wait till Sinners comes out this Friday because I will be front and center, okay?
I want to see it, but we got to go in the daytime. You're laughing at me, but I'm dead serious.
I'm right with you. I'm right with you.
Listen, right. I'm like, ready to go. Daytime, nighttime, anytime. Michael B can see me all day, any day. Okay. Now, if you ever do something with him, Amy, holler at me. I will come hold the bags or whatever.
I would be a PA on Ryan Coogler's set.
Just to learn.
You know, I'll clean his toilets. Hey, teach me and I'll clean the toilets on the downtown.
I get it.
For real, because Hunty List, and I sure will. So if you figure out how to get in there, let me know and I'll come be the second hands in there. Because I would love to see Mr. Coogler and pick his brain, but he works with Michael B. a lot. So,
yeah, they've worked together since Fruitvale Station.
Yes.
Like, I have people I work with every, you know, I'm not that level, but I've worked with people who are incredibly talented and they're just not known to the, you know. But one of these days, something's going to pop. And I'm hoping one of those things is Assassin's Redemption, because I got a heck of a cast and a heck of a crew.
Speaking into existence. And when it happens, don't forget, you know, take me with you. I just want to shake love on a couple people. That's just a little bit.
I mean, we just go together. I can, you know, provide emotional support.
That's true. We can make this a team duo, because listen, there's a couple people in Hollywood I would just like to touch and agree with for 5 minutes. Just five.
Oh, before we go too far left, I want to make sure. What do you have coming up and how can people reach you?
Okay, so I have in September. I think it's in July. I have a masterclass coming up in Indianapolis in September. I am doing Assassin's Redemption. In October, I'm doing the stage play Letters to Daniel. And in December, I am shooting another feature film, the sequel to Letters to Daniel, Letters to Matthew. And you can find me on Facebook under Amy Lee McCorkle, Instagram at Letters to Daniel, and X, you can find me at Amy L. McCorkle. And Blue Sky, you can find me at Amy L. McCorkle, blueskysocial.com, you know. And I have a website, Amy Lee Creations, and there's another one, but it's escaping my brain right now.
That's okay. This time has gone by so fast, but we are so glad that we got to get to know you today, Amy. We've learned some great things. You have two people who are willing to work for you if need be, so just keep us in mind.
I work for Hugs, Michael B. Just like I will work for Hugs. And a couple sniffs of your neck, honey. Okay, I'm
fine. Thank you for all that you do. You're doing a lot of great work out here, and we really appreciate that.
Thank you.
So, Athena, what do we have going on in our last few minutes?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. What month is this? I forgot. Okay. You know what? Honestly, besides Care Summit in September, which we are still taking vendors for, so anybody who has a business that does anything related to caregiving, please email us at info@empoweredlivinginc.net or thecaresummit@gmail.com. Either of those should get you to us. This retreat's in November.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What's before that? I'm trying to think. Okay, you know, my brain is on.
It's okay. We're gonna do better.
My brain go Michael B. Jordan mode right now. I don't got excited. Sorry. It happens. But you know,
it's okay.
Just join our newsletter so you can get abreast to all the things that are happening coming up. And I definitely want to thank again Amy for taking time out of her night and tell Nancy, Fancy Nancy, not to get too mad at us. And
please,
if you would like to be a guest on our show, please inbox either JQLM Radio, Eagle Entertainment, or you can DM us on Facebook or Instagram, or even email us as well. We are always open to having you on our show and you sharing your gifts and talents with the world, because we are international as well as national. So anything I forget?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, y'all have a blessed, wonderful rest of the week. Go see Sinners. Let me know what you think by next week.
We're going to see in the daytime. Yay.
No, we're going tonight. Until next time, America. We'll see you later. Bye.